How best to describe Quantumania? Solid? It's no surprise that Marvel has gotten a bit stale since Endgame. I stated multiple times that they needed to do better, be better, evolve into something greater, move past the Marvel formula, as people call it. Phase 5 kicked things off with Quantumania and introduced the next Thanos for the multiverse saga, Kang the Conqueror. If you saw Loki, Jonathan Majors played He Who Remains. Here he's a completely different beast. I'll get to that in a minute. Bit of a recap. Scott sold Hank Sue, sent Yellow Jacket to the Quantum Realm, got stuck for a minute, used the pin power to get back to reality, fought with Captain America, FBI put him on the house arrest, helped Janet and Hank free Gang from the Quantum Realm. Eventually, Janet stabilized going for the Quantum Hands. Scott's free, everyone's happy, Scott gets Quantum Particles for Ghost, that then snapped half of all light, including the pin fan. Oh, and Luis. Long story short, Scott saved the universe with a little time heist, brought everyone back, started his own podcast, like me. Selling merch, he even got a book. Despite all that, he lost all a lot of time with Cassie. They also meant he got a award for Employee of the Century from Baskin Robbins. I guess one rat can make a difference. Enough said. Oh, and Cassie got them sent to the Quantum Realm. Alrighty then, back to the movie. I'll give him one thing, it's better than She-Hulk and Thor 4, but it wasn't enough to reignite the flame. Feige and Co. still have a long ways to go. I still liked it. The Quantum Realm is very much like Star Wars meets Wizards of Oz. They got a resistance, you meet a bunch of strange creatures like Broccoli Man, drink this red liquid for universal language. They even got their own cantina. Dun, 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 dun. The VFX are pretty standard. Fancy word for special effects. Once Kang shows up, it's a completely different game. I'm a huge fan of Kang the Conqueror, going all the way back to Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, GOAT series. Phase 1 of his plan to conquer the Avengers timeline was killing Captain America. He got the most advanced tech the 31st century has to offer. He has tech that makes Iron Man look like a caveman in comparison. He's taken what came before, like the Avengers time machine, and made it better. The Council of Kangs exiled him to the Quantum Realm because he was too crazy. In the Loki finale, He Who Remains gave Loki and Sylvie that PowerPoint presentation about the Council of Kangs. Being chill for a second, until Kang the Conqueror started the multiversal war, destroying other universes. He also killed many versions of the Avengers along the way, including his variants. Your Avenger, have I killed you before? You're not the one with the hammer. His goal is very similar to Thanos, but on a multiversal scale. Instead of wiping out 50% of all life, he's going to destroy the entire multiverse. Scratch that, he's way worse than Thanos. That's not the only reason his girlfriend Ravonna Renslayer got caught in the crossfire, at least that's what I assume happened in the MCU. Verse 616 timeline. We'll see a bunch of different Kangs throughout Phase 5 and 6, starting with Loki Season 2. One of them is Victor Timely. He's like a inventor in the, what was it, somewhere in the 1800s, trying to build a time machine
with time, you can go anywhere. A bit like the Stark Expo, but with Kang in the sky. Loki and Mobius on his tail. Yeah. Loki's scared of Kang. After all, he and Sylvie are the ones, well, Loki tried to stop Sylvie until he remains, but Sylvie just doomed the whole multiverse with one move. Killed him. See you soon.
Jan didn't tell Squad about Kang. Even Hulk don't trust him. While she was stuck in the Quantum Realm, she met the Daniel Richards. He didn't tell her about his MO. Helping him fix a version of his time chair from the comics. Looks mad comfy. Before she powered up the chair, she saw flashes of wolves he destroyed, being a conqueror and all that. And she sabotaged his time core that has the same markings as Shang-Chi's 10 rings. They look like celestial tech. Celestials got very advanced tech. Kang's a time traveler, adds up. Lines up with that Shang-Chi post-credits scene when Wong and friends found a signal from the Quantum Realm, I assume. It even changed to blue once Kang powers his engine. It formed a force field around his city, Chronopolis, from the comics. His way of winning the second Kang War. Bunch of drones, that kind of thing. Which brings us to Sky and Cassie. He offers Sky a deal like, hey, let me hook you up. If you get me this time core that happened to look like Shang-Chi's 10 wings, I won't kill your daughter. Do we have a deal? Let's face it. You're out of your league, Ant-Man. He offered him the same deal Loki and Sylvie got in the Loki finale, but declined. Not that Scott had any other choice. Give him more time, place him in a timeline where it's not all weird, like everyone's very cool with it. All your dreams are fulfilled, get more time with little Cassie. And the next day, wipe her off the face of the map. Darren Cross comes back from the first movie as MCU MODOK. Mechanized organism designed only for killing. Or as I like to call him, George Lupus from Shockboy Lava Girl. Very comic accurate. If you thought the floating head from Thor 4 was a nightmare, you haven't seen nothing yet. Can't say I'm surprised. He's a giant floated butthead. One of Marvel's wackiest villains. Then they killed him off. I was not pleased. Marvel tends to waste their villains, like, a lot. Ultron, Strucker, Kingpin, and Hawkeye. Hoping for a comeback, Willie. Gore, Taskmaster. The list goes on. There's even villains I forgot. Scott dives into the storm, meets different versions of Ant-Man, into the Skyverse. I'm the real Ant-Man. My favorite is Jack from Baskin-Robbins. He's so powerful, he don't need a suit. What a champ. I hope they remember you. They all converge on the core, die in a bunch of different ways. Giant Man turns into spaghetti, just like what happened to 838 Reed Richards. Dumbest man alive. It's only when they work as a unit, Scott and Hope shrunk it back to a ball. Like he was made for this. He literally made an anthill. How far we've come. And what do you know? Kang double crossing. Who saw this coming? Oh, wait. Giant Man. Kang! Everyone wants a piece of Kang. The Science Ants, Hank Pym, the Resistance. Black guy, everyone. tears those drones to shreds. Even that red goop guy gets riled up. I have... No. Scratch that. He just goes berserk. And Kang's just watching all this unfold from his tower.
Come at me! I am Kang!
This is where Kang truly shines. Rains down thanks to that blue platform, the same as Mr. Fantastic's vortex. Kang is a descendant of Reed Richards. Maybe Dr. Doom? Anything can happen. He lays waste to everyone. Pimp slaps at Ant people. Get out of my face! Their imps were the only ways to slow him down. But still, dangerous. Till a certain point. I'm glad Ant-Man didn't die. Work things out with Cassie. Go home. But at the expense of Kang himself. My mind was on Hank Pym. He's old. I mean, he's the OG Ant-Man, so where can you go from there? And he was in a world where everyone tried to kill him. Looking at you, big head. Don't get me wrong, we'll see a bunch of Kang throughout Phase 5 and 6. But I was really invested in this version. He's the Conqueror. You don't give him the suit and gear and be done with it. Especially a variant who killed Thor only to fall short with a bunch of ant people. Two, to be exact. I did like the hand-to-hand fight. Ant-Man stood no chance against Kang. He's all buff and all. Like, his Creed 3 poster, like, for Creed 3, he was all buff. Had the boxing gloves. Like, he was a mountain. So, Ant-Man couldn't take him, even if he tried. Yo, Scott. Ant. Who? Buzz Squad may have foiled his plans. Then again, he gave him a whooping. So who's the real loser? One thing I change is Kang still loses on him. Watch doesn't show. The four goes down. Scott created a scenario in which they both lose, like he said in the trailer. I don't have to win. We just both got to lose. But Kang just takes his time here and yeets out of that. He yeets to another universe, stranding Scott in the quantum realm. Lost the battle, but not the war. It was for Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I don't think he's dead. He might have got sucked through a time vortex. I'm no rocket scientist. Well, I'm no quantum expert. Dang, they really do put the word quantum in everything. But the gist is, if you mess with one, you get sent anywhere in time, like Iron Man gets stuck in 1943. One of the post-credit scenes introduced the Council of Kangs, or, as Kang liked to call them, the Dynasty of Kangs. Kang Dynasty? It was even an episode in Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. We got Ramatut. There's even a Ramatut, he said, Moon Knight. That was the first name Kang took when he traveled to ancient Egypt. I shall all the gods with 31st century technology. The Fantastic Four got involved. Yeah, him back to the future. MCU took a multiverse route. Before that, he named Apocalypse as his successor. Then he made a bargain with the Celestials for even more tech. Tiamat? No. Hold off for just 1 second.
Harrison, I've come to board.
Nailed it.
Scarlet Centurion, a cyborg.
And a mortis? Old Kang?
you ever heard the tragedy of Kang the Conqueror?
He Who Remains was an amalgamation of Immortus and He Who Remains from the comics. Yeah, I'm scared. He never had a blue mask. He even sounds like a horror villain.
They'll ruin everything!
They're like the rulers running the whole operation. But Mortis seems like the ringleader. Not too happy a bunch of ant people killed the exile.
We must stop them from destroying everything we've built.
He's referring to the Avengers, but the Avengers from every universe. You see every version of Kang imagined. Bro, how many did you call?
All of us.
Some are ripped straight out of the comics. Reptilian Kang? A Dr. Doom Kang? Probably the closest we'll get to seeing Dr. Doom. Hype Man Kang? And a disfigured looking Kang. No sign of former Kang. I'm sure Boxer Kang got his hands full with Killmonger in another universe. Clubber Kang.
Come on, Creed!
It's meant to set Avengers Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. New Avengers versus the Council of Kangs. Like, if you thought fighting one of them was bad, wait until you fight thousands. One of them might steal Chunky's 10 wings.
Yeah, the 31st century just called. They want their 10 wings back.
With a side of fries. There might already be Kang variants in Ux-616 pretending to be heroes, like Iron Girl Jr. Or Little T'Challa Jr. believed to be Black Panther's son. But he's really a Kang variant.
You gonna cry?
I had a similar idea. But it wasn't with Junior. It was for a T'Chaka spinoff with younger versions of T'Challa, Shuri, Okoye, and Mubaku. Starts off like a prequel at first, till you see Jonathan Majors wearing a Black Panther suit and Killmonger's in the palace chilling. Not King, but he still wants a date. But he's not a villain. Chill, Mom.
Hey, Okoye, you free?
Similar events to the sacred timeline, but plays out like a what if. In live action. Kang destroyed his universe. First, he conquered Wakanda. Then blew everything up all by himself. Everything else was laid out in my Phase 4 guide, but the idea is that variant of T'Challa vows to avenge Wakanda by killing all the Kangs with help from other Avengers across the multiverse. And meets the Fantastic Four. He looks like T'Challa from the comics. Kang had edge. He can bring something similar to T'Challa. He worked with Chadwick Boseman too in other movies before. Yeah, we all know how that turned out. R.I.P. Chad, we'll never forget you. I wouldn't put it past Feige to also have him play a hero for the long run. By the time Avengers 5 and 6 come out, enough time will pass that everyone will be open for someone else to take the mantle. And who better than Jonathan Majors? Finish what his friend started. He don't even need the accent. It'd be cool, but I can almost hear him barking at all the Kangs without it. Mainly the Conqueror.
Kang! You killed my home! You killed my universe! I will avenge it by killing you! No matter what it takes! Avengers! Assemble! Wakanda forever!
He can form another version of the Illuminati, fight Namor, then team up with Namor, meet Shuri at some point during Secret Wars. What else? What else? Become King of the Dead? And when the dust settles and they close out the Multiverse Saga, he can meet MCU Storm and what I like to call, which I approve, the Mutant Saga. Sounds right up the X-Men's alley. By then, Dr. Doom will have already made his debut in some other project. Then he becomes a big character going forward after the Multiverse Saga. Probably teams up with the other heroes, including some other villains like Ultron. He did give Kang a run for his money in Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. AIs are hard to kill. Would it be crazy if Scott turned Kang into a version of the Beyonder by accident? Once he comes back, if he comes back, well, it's Kang. It's never over. Wearing the same costume but white. Kills all the Kang variants. Takes remnants of the universe that's destroyed by incursions and create battle world. Secret Wars. Multiverse Avengers like Tobey Maguire and Fox Wolverine, T'Challa, if they split into two or three parts, yeah, lots of Avengers. Overall, I think things could have been better. I know Kang's not dead. He is supposed to be a Nexus being after all, whatever that means or holds. But I had such a good time reviewing this, watching it, thinking about it. I have a soft spot for the Ant-Man franchise, one of the best characters the MCU has to offer. And he made the list. Thank you, Spider-Man. Some of the new heroes don't carry the same flame as Captain America and Iron Man. Even Spider-Man, he's the most popular hero in Marvel. Not my favorite Marvel film. I guarantee Guardians 3 and Spider-Verse 2 will blow it away. Spider-Verse ain't even on Disney's radar, that's Tony Jumbo. But if I'm being completely honest, The Flash is going to blow all of them. As you see, time isn't written. It is forged. Once Gunn drops his swan song, ending his trilogy, Warner Bros. Had a gold mine on their hands. The days of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is over. And the dawn of DC will prevail. Ruben Comics, signing off.